Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Let's do speed jokes.
They're sponsored by Team Hochberg. And as we are into a new month, it's time to pick the joke of the month. Hey, Carm, you've got some of the jokes that I liked from this past month, right?
I do not, but okay. I'll do my best.
I thought I emailed them to you. Did you check your email this morning?
I'm checking
it. Mark, did you check your email?
Is that a joke?
you have an email account at WGN Radio.
I've emailed them like five things
I do. I have them right here. I'm looking right now, John. My bad.
Better prepared for this show is Marge Sipla. Hello, Marge. Good morning. How are you today?
Hello, John. Happy New Year. Happy to see the sun out today.
Yeah, how about that? Isn't that nice? It wasn't sunny when I got up this morning. Of course, it was 5 in the morning, so it was early. Marge, you gave us your 4 favorite jokes for December. I only liked one of them, so I've pulled some of my favorite jokes. Let's go back and forth, and we'll pick one, okay?
Okay.
Marge Sipla of LaGrange, Illinois, has been keeping tabs on our speed jokes since the very first time we did them almost 6 years ago. She categorizes them, color coats them, and helps us pick the joke each month. We couldn't do this without Marge Sipla. I like this one. With tequila and Amazon Prime, you can now be your own secret Santa. All right, Marge, give us one of yours.
So the two snowmen are talking to one another, and the first snowman says, Hey, do you smell carrots?
I like this one. Mark, you can help me with this. For Christmas dinner this year, we had Amish chicken.
What's that?
Chicken that's never driven a car. All right, Marge, what have you got?
Saw a donkey cross the road, and the cool thing was that he looked both ways before crossing. Now that's a real smart ass.
For $5, you can get your wife 2 flowers or an entire Costco rotisserie chicken. All right, your turn, Marge.
We just had to rush our dog to the vet after he ate Christmas lights. When the vet told him he would be okay, his face lit up.
How about this one? My children have asked for a traditional Victorian Christmas this year, so I gave them a 90-hour work week and rickets. Maybe that one's too hard. Maybe that's too cold. Go ahead, Marge. What's one you like?
Why should you lift your left leg at a New Year's Eve countdown? Then you can start off the new year on the right foot.
I told my psychiatrist I keep hearing voices. He told me I don't have a psychiatrist. And what about this one? Hey, Mark, in the new year, I plan to eat well, drink less, and exercise more.
How's that going?
Okay, you talked me out of it. That one's my favorite. Marge, was I able to persuade you with any of mine?
Not really, John.
Well, that's why we value your input. Carm, which of those did you like the best?
I did like the last one, John. That's about as flimsy as I feel about my resolutions right now.
Maybe that's it. Ryan, are you keeping score on any of this?
Right foot is my favorite, getting off on the right foot.
Really?
Yeah, like
that's
that one
Marge liked, too. Yeah. Marge, which was your favorite of all of these?
You know, it's always hard for me to decide, but I really like the snowman smelling carrots. I just think that's a visual. I love that.
I saw that one a lot this year. I did see that one a lot this year. Okay, I'm going to pick one of them. I'm not sure which. One of them will appear next week or the week after when we put together our brackets.